This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
This is about mazalos and so on. Hine kara ba'arna b'chel grishin shebechol inyani agashmiyim shroshim b'kerchasen ibdolim. So we said before that the sheirish of all inyanim gashmim starts somewhere lamala with the inyanim gashmim. Ruchnim. Then it slowly wends its way down to the gashmistic world. This is the all the galgalim kachavim were prepared for it. Nimshachim and atokim kol isem and yonim shenishtarshu nizmenu lemal beruchnius alagashes by lemata, but oimdim poi bitzura haruya. So all of these kochas come down from a world that's ruchni and come down to this world. But omnam minya kachav and resem hon resem hayakifim asheros achachal yoina it's a tzorich nas haetik shazacharno. The seder and the structures all milamala. V'hinei nishva min hakerchovim koyach hakiyum latzom hagash et hachteyem shal yedeyem netok inyonom v'pchinosu lemaylo v'shosh nechonosu lemata. So the whole concept of mazalos, let's explain what it is, what it's not, and so on. The inyonom of mazalos exist as a hashpah to lamata, like I said before, the things that are preset, that a person is predetermined, and so on. The koychavim, so I'm not sure, in other words, in the Rambam's understanding, koychavim are actual entities that have a very clear hashpa lamata, that they're very, very clearly, it's like quasi-ruchnistic beings, somewhere between higher ruchnistic beings and lower. I don't know if this is his shita, his dea, but what is clear is they certainly have some sort of reflection of the different changes. In other words, if the kerchavim have some emis, and the mazolus, and Chazal do seem to indicate that, then they are, what's the right word for it? Simonim ledava. In other words, if you want to understand how such and such an inyan works, well, it works, we see the signs of it through kerchavim. Kerchavim, since they changed, these are things that change, so b'meila, one can somehow say that the zmanim changed, and the kochavim are a simon of it. There's actually even some sort of modern day, modern meaning now, studies where different seasons seem to somehow affect the child that's born. It makes no difference whether you can attribute some sort of physical sibafrit, which is fine, but it means that the setting of the zman, the tkuf of the year, and so on, has some sort of hashpah. That we know and that we can achieve it, and that's fine. That's, base. V'ulam oidinyin echad choka kaveris v'ashon k'chomeilu v'hu. Shigam kol yonim mikar k'shamasigehem. Acha shehuchnu lemala, yomoshra edeyem lemata, ba'oysa tzor jichosahem. Lemoshal, chayim oysha choch mezer k'yotze, kol eina yonim muchon lemala b'shoshim, when atokim lemata ba nofim bitzur ruya de kochavim, vizeb b'machla kois yedua iso b'kubotzim yichodim shulchulam b'sibuvim yedua. So the various things that happen lemata are chushpa through these kochavim, exactly in the seder that, in other words, whether it's Nagia Chaim, whether it's Nagia Brocha, whether it's Nagia Oisha, and so on, all of these things come through specific Prechavim and so on. V'nispal gubinem kol ha-mikrim ha-koyrim es ha-kshamli minehem, So the each person has his Seder HaKechavim that dictate his Seder HaKabbalah and his Seder of what's going to happen to him and so on and so forth. Those are all in Yanim that come down from Lamala Lamata. And he says, now the first, in other words, in his first thing, he explained that the tzina through which hashpah comes are these kochavim, and the second one he explains that it is a more specific type of hashpah associated with kochavim. Like Chazal say, if you're born under a certain kochav, you're more cut out for war. If you're born another certain kochav, you're cut out for something else. So the kochavim, both specifically and in general, serve as a conduit for that hashpah. And again, whether the kochavim themselves actually are active partners, or they're simply simanim in shemayim, that really depends. And that, I think, there's machlokes. I don't know if he means that these are all like specific kochos, the way the early ones understood, or that these are simanim, depending on the what star you're born, that's who you are, what you are, and so on. Gimel, v'hine nishtabla z'aseder kol bnei gam kein l'ischal shvifim hashoshim min haracha. And everybody's meshubet to it. So there is a primary shibud. Omnam, kvar efshe shetevutel told us hakochavim mikoch hazikvel yimehem. So just like teva is something which is a definite koyach, and it's a koyach that's absolute, but you can override it. So the yam is a yam is a yam. You can't walk through a yam without drowning, but a certain koyach can override it. This also, a certain koyach can override it. So it's a balance. And we've seen over the years different Rishonim that Kedah speaks about Baruch Hashem Barbanel and others, Rabbi Nebuchaya. And the bottom line is there certainly is a predestination. There certainly is a koach that exists in the Bria that determines what the given of a person will be. However, two things. A, it does not shter your bechira. You can still do what you want to do. So if let's say a person has the predisposition to being hostile or warlike, he still can overcome it. Two, he can even overcome his teva itself through tefillah, through schosim, and so on. It's a combination of different things that determine it. So on the one hand, yes, it's there. The second thing is, it does not fix what you are. And Klal Yisrael has a special hanhaga where a lot more is totally in their schusim than is totally in their predestination. Now, Klal Yisrael has, from Avraham Avinu, from the fact that all our avos could not give birth, and our metzias is due to the fact that we're above or beyond that. But however, that their powers are carefully circumscribed. It has a limit to it, a very clear limit to it. Uktsas midrocheha neidorim lefi sidrei hamabotim b'umashem sidrei hamashayim. Some of it you can understand by looking at the stars. In other words, the astrologists may possibly have some insight. Achein loikol amita sermes gals bezer akei esigah choizim kachavim elektsas yon rasidim v'loi b'shleimus. So he says, so there are three, when there are astrologists or people who have some sort of they look into different kohos and so on. There are three limitations to it. One, the person might be just a faker. In other words, your column on astrology may be somebody who really doesn't know much. And what they are very good at is saying things vague enough that could fit anything, anybody, anytime. That's part of astrology, to say things that can mean anything to anybody. One. Two, astrologists can never see more than some inyanim, and therefore the picture they're telling, as opposed to a Navi, whose words are absolute emes, the words are, an astrologer at best sees part of the picture. And that's what he says, the Lashon me'asher yomrucha. They can tell you of the things they tell you, there are truths to it, but the picture they see is never clear. So the problem is, it's worse in a sense if the guy is an outright liar, and that's that. The problem is, there are true things, but you never know what, when. I want to add one more point, and third thing is, you can be mevatel these gzeiros, and b'meila, they're not absolute, they're not binding, and therefore, in that sense, they're not true, because they can have bittul. I want to add one more thing. What's the difference between nevuah and hovrei kochavim? Whenever a person has information about something extra physical and something that's not in the physical world, the question is, what does the person do with that information? So there are two directions. One is, this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do with it. And that's what a Navi is telling you. Navi is telling you that X is happening, and therefore you should do this and this. What the Hovrei Kochavim are telling you usually is very different. They're giving you a way around it. They're giving you a way to sort of get around this. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of you. So going after all of these quasi parapsychological phenomena carries in itself four problems. One is, many of those people are full of it. They have no, they don't know what they're talking about, and they're just either they're outright charlatans, or they think they know something and they don't. Whichever case, they're simply liars, but they do it well. You know, when you sit down somebody, you sit down and you look at a bach and say, you know, I can see in you that you have here her that you shouldn't have, and I know that you have real doubts if you'll make it. And I can see in your eyes that, you know that you're not as good as people think you are. Well, basically, you can get, if you know how to play it, you can get everyone and say, wow, this guy sees through me. This is terrible. So many of them are good at that, by saying these vague things, and they kind of, play a game with it. If you ever look at astrologer's charts, it's like there's an opportunity coming your way. You should grab it, but you should check it out very carefully before you take it. I mean, you've covered your bases, basically. You can, if there's something in science that's able to be proven falsely, you almost can't. And if you latch on to people's beliefs and what they want to hear, you'll cover base. A lot of that is that. So that's one. That he doesn't talk about it. Two, the second inyan is that you have that they themselves can only see part of the picture. They don't really see the entire picture. So even one who does have knowledge of this, it's part of the picture, not the entire picture. Third of all, Many of these people, all of these gezeiros, can be overridden. Klal Yisrael is not bound by it. And finally, the last point is, what does it have to do with Avodas Hashem? So let's give a mashal. Let's take the red band scam that, you know, all the world's evils is, you know, Ein Hara, this guy disbands Ein Hara from a distance. I've seen that advertisements come up in the World News innumerable times. Great. Now, so Akash Baruch is bringing something upon you, a difficult situation, in order what? That you should wear a red band. The problem was you weren't wearing a red band, and now wearing a red band is going to do it for you. That's what Akash Baruch wanted. That's why you were having all these issues, because you weren't wearing a red band. I mean, that's incredible. That's something that's not, it's Allah Ladas. So Baal Karchach, the Pshat is that you should be doing something. And therefore, what Akash Baruch wants from you is what you want to hear. And those are the reasons why all of these are problematic. Okay, we'll hold